Marion County Trail could be the best value in bourbon-themed travel in Kentucky. You'll experience one of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail's crown jewels, one of the Bourbon Trail Craft Tour's top-rated stops, and something you can't find anywhere else. Organized tours of a bourbon barrel manufacturing facility, all in one place. It's the Marion County Trail. Take your time to tour, dine, shop, and stay all along the way. Explore world-famous Maker's Mark, a hot ticket item on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, Limestone Branch Distillery, home of world-famous Yellowstone Bourbon, and one of the top-rated stops on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail Craft Tour. Kentucky Cooperage, the sprawling plant where the thriving bourbon industry's barrels are hand-built and seared with fire for bourbon-aging flavor. And Lebanon, home of wonderful dining opportunities from home-cooked to chef-driven. Unique shopping opportunities, nowhere else to be found murals for your selfies, and overnight accommodations that range from traditional to bed and breakfast to bourbon-themed. Go to visitlebanonky.com for more details. Lebanon Tourist and Convention Commission, 270-692-0021.
It's the Bow Brothers for Two Shots on a Barrel. We can't thank you enough for joining in and listening to our show today. We do want to remind you, go out there and give us a review. Isn't that important, J-Bo?
It's very important for us to grow and to reach a larger audience. So please do it for us.
We got a cool thing out on Facebook. We got a Facebook group you can join. You can follow along with all kinds of crazy stuff that you put out there.
That's just the way it is. It's fun. It's good times. It's private. So we don't share anything off that page. It's strictly right there on Two Shots on a Barrel family.
Yeah, another cool thing we got, we have some fantastic sponsors we'll showcase throughout the show today, and we want to appreciate and show our respect for all of those. And for more information on that, you'll be able to catch the ad or go to our Facebook page and check those out. There you go. All right, it's without further ado, Two Shots on a Barrel podcast.
Old boys ain't much for working. Two shots on a barrel, and they're talking about bourbon, talking about a few other things that they don't know. If you've got a question, no need to ask. They don't have a clue, so raise your glass. Take a sip with the Bold Brothers. Now it's on with the show. From the heart of Central Kentucky, the bourbon capital of the world, it's Two Shots on a Barrel with your host, a couple of hot shots of their own, the Bow Brothers.
We're back in the studio again with Jim Reed and Jeremy Bowman, and we got some big news today, man. The Derby's coming up, and goodness gracious. What do you think about that, Jim?
It's Derby Week. I mean, how can you not be excited about Derby Week? And it's got, honestly, a little bit specialness this week,
it really does.
At least for this area, because you really feel like you got a big connection to the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby.
We have two big connections. We have the Big Papa Smokehouse Studios, right? Can't forget about that.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Big Papa's, for always being there for us, and make sure you stop by there and get you some grub on the Bourbon Trail. And the other big news is a good friend of ours, Hal B. Good in Springfield, has some fantastic news about the Derby.
He absolutely does. And fortunately, we are privy to call Hal B. Good a good friend of ours. And it just so happens that his son-in-law is the one and only John Ennis, who has a Derby horse epic ride in this year's Kentucky Derby. And guess what, Jeremy?
What's that?
We have John Ennis on the line with us. John, congratulations, first of all, and welcome to Two Shots on a Barrel.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. That introduction, you gave me, I don't think I can live up to that. That was a pretty big introduction.
Hey, man, we've been following you for a while and hooting and hollering. You saw that I have the Epic Ride ball cap and the Irish whiskey right here beside me. We're going to be supporting you all weekend long, buddy.
Oh, I appreciate that, yeah. Drink the whiskey and wear the cap.
So before we get into kind of, when we kind of talked about this, John, we knew all week long you're going to get typical questions about Epic Ride and typical horse, you know, questions and those type of things, Kentucky Derby type questions. And we certainly, we want to touch on that, but we want to find out a little bit more about John Ennis, the person who just happens to be the trainer with Epic Ride and the Kentucky Derby. But first of all, we got to talk about Epic Ride. How can you not? My first impression of Epic Ride, John, is what a beautiful horse.
He sure is, yeah. He's a standout. He looks amazing, fantastic. It's, you know, you've probably seen some of the videos of him online from Churchill Downs this week, and everybody that sees him over there loves him, and he's just got a presence about him, and he's a big horse with his loads of personality. So, yeah, he definitely is a looker.
It looks like he did well in the paddock when you were in there, you know, checking things out. He looked calm, cool, and collective.
Yeah, he was really good. He's pretty professional. He just takes everything in stride. He seems to handle everything fantastic. And, you know, it's just good to take him over there, see the new paddock. Churchill Downs every week especially, there's a lot of noises, there's a lot of activity happening. So yeah, just to familiarise him with that and make sure he was good with handling that, putting the saddle on, and yeah, he never put a foot wrong, to be fair.
So John, you know, obviously the Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing, Churchill Downs and the Run for the Roses. It's got to be an exciting and almost surreal feeling for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head right there with exciting and surreal. Two of them combined together, you know. When I found out on Tuesday that he was going to be making the top 20 in there, I was just overwhelmed, and butterflies in my stomach, and it was just basically surreal. Until I got to Churchill the next morning, then I was overcome with media and press and whatnot, ask me questions, and you know, it's so many well-wishers, and rooting us on is fantastic.
Fantastic. Now, I watched one of your interviews on TV, and you talked about, well, if I get into the Derby, I guess I'll go buy me a new sports coat. Did you go get your new sports coat?
I actually did today when I came home from Churchill today. I went to the store and got myself a new sports coat, and I bought something that I've never bought before, ever. I've never wore one before, but the guy that was selling me the sports coat, and I said, I want to get a tie, and maybe a, to go with whatever, and he gave me a bow tie, so I don't know if I'm going to wear it, but I'm going to have a bow tie on Saturday.
That is fantastic. People that, you know, maybe don't know the John Ennis story, you're not a guy that has just stepped into horse racing. You have built a pretty impressive career at such an incredibly young age.
Yeah, well, look, it's all I've done, really. I left school at 15 and no real academic background. All I wanted to do was be a jockey, and That dried up pretty quickly, and maybe 14 years ago I came to America and just basically galloping horses and exercising them in the mornings, and it slowly progressed into training maybe 6 or 7 years ago, and yeah, no, the business is going strong and it's going well now, so, you know, long may it last.
That's amazing. Now, it's amazing that it's hard to get to the Derby. I mean, not many trainers do this. But I think it's all because of your father-in-law. I mean, it has to be about how good his good luck, and he's a good-looking dude, and he's really lucky. I mean, do you think that had a little part in it?
I'll take all the luck I can get. If it comes from Hal, I'll take it. And fair play. I hope he sends me more here for Saturday.
So when you came to the United States, it's – when you read some of the things about John, about you, you know, the saying is, really, you didn't have anything to your name to speak of. I mean, you literally started with nothing, right?
Yeah, I think I came over here, maybe $500 in my pocket. no phone, I had no real job. Yeah, I just came over here, stayed with a friend, and started working straight away. And yeah, but like nothing. I had basically nothing. So yeah, started from scratch, you could say, and you know, just the American dream, really.
That's awesome. Now, how did you meet your wife, Erin? How did that happen?
We met maybe 10 years ago here in Lexington. I think she wasn't long out of UK, maybe a couple years out of UK when she went to school. And we just met downtown and kind of hit it off straight away. So, you know, it's been great. Two beautiful kids. And, you know, Erin's family are fantastic. And I'm very lucky to have her.
So let's talk about truth disclosure. I called Hal earlier today, and I told him that we were going to be doing a show with you, and I said I need something to I said, well, you got any good questions? You got any good scuttle? Whatever the case might be. And I couldn't pull anything out of him, John, other than to say that you're number one, that you guys are going to enjoy the show because he is a great guy. That is number one. And then he said he's an incredible guy. He said, I remember the days, because I asked him, I said, how did you and Erin, how did John and Erin meet? And he told me a little bit of the background. And he said, I remember when John wanted to ask me to take Erin's hand. He said it was all planned out. He took me to a restaurant and all those things. He said, you know, back in the day when I asked Charles, who is Mary Lynn's dad, for her hand, he said, I just went up to him and asked him, but he said that was not going to do it for John Ennis.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. But, look, I tried to do it right and tried to do everything right, and lucky for me, Hal gave me his blessing, and it was a nerve-wracking time coming up to asking Hal. He's a big, imposing man, and I didn't know what he'd say, but Hal was, and still is, as you probably know, so easy to talk to.
Oh, yeah.
He's very relaxed about everything, and he says, he's super cool once I take care of her, and I give you my blessing. So that was great, and we had a big wedding, a lot of Irish came over, and it was
Red Mile, right? Wasn't it at the Red Mile?
At the Rambound Red Mile, yeah. It was full. I think we drank all the alcohol.
That is awesome.
It was a good night. It was a great night.
So we're sitting here drinking Sexton single malt Irish whiskey. Is that a good Irish whiskey in your in your mind?
I've never had it, but it looks good and it sounds good. I've never had that, to be honest with you. But like I always have Jameson or something like that. Now I haven't had an Irish whiskey for a while. I'm kind of getting into a bourbon a little bit over here.
There you go. How can you not, right?
Yeah. So fair play to you, getting with the Irish whiskey. Just make sure you finish the bottle off.
There you go. Hey, I got to run this past you before we have to wrap this up today. Now, look, if you watch any Derby race or any big race at all, you see trainers like Todd Pletcher, Brad Cox, et cetera, they always come out on the track with a big posse behind them. I mean, they have their core group. All right, so look. If you're needing to fill up your core group, man, I got your back. I'll be at the Derby. You give me a text, and I'll run over there, and I'll swell up and walk behind you like I'm somebody important if you need me, all right?
Come on over.
That would be fantastic. Come on
over. Yeah, the more the merrier. There's no point in me going over there having a small contingency. I might as well have a full minibus or a full team bus of lads behind me. And, the more the merrier. As I said, I won't be... I'm not an anxious or a nervous person, so I'm there to enjoy it and embrace it, and I'm going to soak up every minute of it.
Fantastic. Will you just tell me where to be and when to be there, and I'll be walking there with my epic ride hat.
Yeah, you come on over, Barn 41 at Churchill Downs.
So, you know, John, I was again talking to Hal, and he had actually text me last night because everyone around here knows he's a radio guy, and he does a Saturday morning radio show. And so he texts me and he said, Jim, can you take care of my show? We're going to the Derby. And I felt like almost singing and calling him back and singing Walking on Sunshine, because Hal and Mary Lynn are just so proud of you and Aaron and what, you know, you're accomplishing, and then the opportunity of the Derby. You know, it was funny because I don't think you have two bigger supporters than Hal and Mary Lynn. Maybe Miss Norma Good is on that list too, but certainly Hal and Mary Lynn.
Oh, they're huge supporters. We just on Tuesday we got invited to a last minute trainer's dinner party at Churchill, and I really didn't want to go because I was just after getting back from Churchill, so I didn't want to face into driving back down to Louisville. And they were convincing me in Churchill, come on, we need you here, we want to see you here. And we even paid for our chauffeur, Gold Shield chauffeur came and picked us up, and Aaron came with us. But we, lucky for us, that Mary Lynn got off work early and came right down to Lexington and looked after our kids for us. And we got to go for that dinner over in Louisville. So yeah, they never say no if we ask them for anything. They're huge supporters of whatever we do. So it's a huge asset for us to have Mary Lynn and Hal on our team.
So I'm just curious, you know, Jeremy talked about, you know, Jeremy's always trying to work an angle, John, and you could see that by him wanting to come over there and hang out with you when you win the Kentucky Derby. But I'm just curious, so he mentioned a lot of different trainers and their entourages or what have you, but when you were looking at getting into training horses and you saw this as a viable option for you, maybe before that even, who were some of the trainers that you really looked up to, or maybe some that you still confide in today?
Well, when I came over here, I didn't know any of the trainers, to be honest. I didn't know anyone. So I didn't really look up to anyone. But obviously, you know, you've got the big name guys here, like obviously Brad Cox, very talented trainer, and Todd Pletcher. But the one you kind of all have to look up to, he gave a great speech at that dinner party the other night, was C. Wayne Lucas. He is the daddy, and he is, you know, the best, and probably the best he'll ever be. And he's actually in the Derby this year. So to be even in the lineup with a legend like him is just a win for me already, you know?
That's awesome.
Well, look, John, We know you're a busy man. You got big things coming up. Look, best of luck with Epic Ride. And, man, just we're proud of you. We are so proud of
Thanks.
You.
Yeah,
Thanks very much.
Yeah, you definitely have a big fan contingency here in Lebanon and Central Kentucky, Washington County, of course. And best of luck to you. I have a feeling we're just getting started, John. That's a feeling, and I know Jeremy talked about how difficult it is to get a horse into the Kentucky Derby, but man, what a dream it is, and best wishes to you, John.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate the call.
All right. That is John. John, thanks so much for joining us on Two Shots, and watch Jeremy. He really will come over there and try to act like he's your number one man, okay?
I am his number one man right here.
I'm expecting them now.
I'll be there, buddy.
All right, John, take care. Tell Aaron hello and Jack and Eleanor, and have a great Kentucky Derby.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that is John Ennis. Wow. Ooh. What are your thoughts after that, Jerry Ebo?
Well, look, all right, so obviously he's awesome. Obviously. Comes from a long line of awesomeness in his family. You know, I probably wouldn't go all in on the Sexton Irish Whiskey. I think I'm going to maybe buy the $80 bottle.
How much does a bottle of Sexton
about
run?
$40.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
It's about where we like to spend for, you know.
Yeah. So the interesting thing, I think, one of the things, non-horse related things that John talked about is he was a Jameson guy, which I have tried.
Right.
I have tried. In fact, my dad is a big, or was a big,
it's good,
Jameson Irish whiskey fan. But I thought it was very interesting. You know, he is in the heart of bourbon country.
Right.
And he mentioned He has been what he, if he's going to drink, it's usually bourbon recently.
So listen, Hal Goode, if you're listening, you owe me $40, brother. You told us we had to have Irish whiskey. Dude likes bourbon. We have 100 bottles of bourbon in the studio alone, so we would have been fine. But thanks, Hal.
Yeah, yeah. So, J-Bo, keeping just kind of on the theme of the Kentucky Derby.
Yes.
We know that John Ennis's horse, Epic Ride, was on the cusp of getting in, and then Elsino scratched, and that enabled John to have his horse, Epic Ride, to get in there. You follow horse racing a lot more closely than I do. You mentioned this is a strong field of horses.
It's a strong field, and, you know, one of the downfalls of being on the outside looking in for so long, when you get in, you got to go to the very end.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's a really tough place to be in the 21 spot. It's 20. But
yeah.
It's a hard spot to be in, but it's been done before, and it's been done by a long shot, and so nobody can tell me that my buddy John's not going to win this thing.
And, you know, I read this week that John, somebody asked him about that, obviously starting out at the 20 spot and being on the outside. And honestly, he went on record as saying, I kind of like being in that spot. It allows Epic Ride to be able to kind of see what's going on in front of him. And so, you know, he spun at least a positive light, was not negative or you know, concerned about coming out of that 20 spot.
Look, man, the only thing I'm concerned about is when I go to Barn 41, if he's going to be there waiting for me or if he has police there waiting for me. That's what I'm concerned about.
Well, listen, I will tell you this. You have a tendency to drink a little too much sometimes at special events.
Well.
And you are going, you've already told me, J-Bo,
yeah,
that you are going to have all the foods you can eat and all the drinks you can partake in.
Well, yeah.
I would say that you eat more than you drink, especially if you're going to go over to see John Ennis and Epic Ride, so that you do not make a fool of yourself.
I will not make a fool. I will cry like a baby, though, if I walk that track during my old Kentucky home. You know that's going to happen.
Can you imagine John Ennis winning the Kentucky Derby and looking up on the television and seeing in the entourage of John Ennis the one and only J-Bo?
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
I will absolutely lose it.
So this is what you're going to do. If you're watching the Derby on TV or if you're there, take pictures, screenshots of when you see us. We'll be the last ones, of course.
Ain't going to be no us, because it's just going to be you.
Hey, you could have bought tickets.
Okay.
You did buy tickets to the big party on Main Street. That's a good party,
all right,
too.
You just keep on trucking with whatever you were talking about.
All right. So, listen, take pictures and put them on our Facebook page and let us know if you saw me, because obviously I won't be watching on TV.
No, you obviously won't. But if John Ennis and Epic Ride win the 150th Woo! Kentucky Derby,
I'll never change his hat ever again. Epic Ride hat, man. I tell you, I'm so excited. I swore I'd never go to Derby again, but when you get friends that are in the mix, you got to go.
Well, and truth disclosure, this is really icing on the cake for you, because you had the invite,
right?
And it's a very special invite.
Yes, it was.
Number one, that you're going to be going. You might tell everybody about that, but again, it's icing on the cake that you then find out that John Ennis and Epic Ride are in the Derby. We get to talk to John Ennis, and then John Ennis says, come on over.
Yeah, that's icing on the cake.
That is icing on the cake.
Oh, my. I wonder if Hal B's going to walk.
I'm sure Hal B, that is, it's going to be you and Hal B.
It's going to be Hal B and J-Bo on TV. I swear this is going to be the coolest weekend ever.
It will be.
It's going to be awesome.
Do you want to give us a little bit of a shout out how you did get invited, though? I think that's a cool story.
We have a friend. I won't say any names because I don't want, you know, but we had a friend, a dear friend of mine who lost his wife and last few months or so. And my daughter's dating his son, and yeah, they were going to go. And he said that if she was here, she would want us to be there with her. So there's five of us going, and we're going to leave one seat open for her.
That is an incredible, heartwarming story.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. It will be emotional.
Yep.
In a lot of different capacities, but an awesome opportunity and an awesome compliment to you and to Mickey Joe that you guys are going to have the opportunity to spend that time with with that family.
So it's going to be good stuff.
All right, great show.
Before we go any further, what shoes should I wear?
Well, I know what socks you should wear.
I wasn't planning on wearing socks.
Oh, yeah. Socks are right. My wife, which you still got kissing up to do, gave you some socks. Right. And if you don't wear them, you will be in the doghouse once again.
I might have to use it as like a jacket.
Whatever you have to do, it needs to be a part of your...
Because I have all roses on my shirt. I mean, I'm full of roses.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
But whatever you have to do to make that happen, I suggest that you do that.
We'll figure it out.
As far as shoes, J-Bo, I have no doubt that you will find some god-awful, ugly-looking shoes to wear.
Right. Well, I'm just thinking about the possible mud, possible... You know,
just think about the possible cameras, J-Bo. Possible cameras.
Look, I'm going to be spruced up and ready and shit faced. All in the same. No, it's fine. It's going to be a good time. Look, guys, go out there and bet on Epic Ride.
Absolutely.
It's going to make you some money.
Absolutely. And just because, listen, you know, horse racing, by the way, Epic Ride, I believe it, 30-1 odds, right? And keep in mind, at the Bluegrass Stakes, Epic Ride, who finished third, went off at like 51-1.
Put him in your exotics.
Absolutely. Epic Ride, the connections, you can never go against connections. Any connection you have, you got to be able to put some money down on that. And you know, this is, make no mistake about it, an incredible connection.
I can see how good now. He hasn't stopped smiling in like 2 weeks.
When I talked to him today, I wanted to just start off the phone call with, I'm walking on sunshine. I mean, because, you know, you just see that he's, and it's rightfully so, he is beaming with pride of what John does. Obviously, the father of his twin grandkids and his daughter, Erin. I mean, he and Mary Lynn, that was, both are just beaming with pride. Anybody that has anything to do with the Good family or the Smith family, they are on cloud nine right now. They will be partying like rock stars.
Absolutely. And look, Hal B's been proud of John way before he made it to the big time.
Absolutely.
He's been bragging on that dude for a long time.
Surely has.
So it's got to be like times 10 now. So it's pretty
cool. Fantastic.
Hey, when your father-in-law was around, did he ever brag on you 24/7?
Well, first of all, my father-in-law passed before Sharon and I started dating. So he never had an opportunity to brag on me. However, Sharon has told me multiple times that Daddy would be happy knowing that she married yours truly. Now, what are you laughing for? Why is that so funny?
She must have done something bad or you did something good that day. She didn't say that.
She said it multiple times.
Okay, all right. Was that after you fell off the front porch?
No, it was way before that.
Way before that. Okay, gotcha.
Way well, before cool. that.
Well, yeah. that's a great compliment.
All right, anything else you want to bring up before we sign off?
Derby on Main, make sure you hit that.
Absolutely.
It's
going
to be a big party.
Yep.
And, man, make sure you go to, let's see, Big Papa's Smokehouse and get a Bo Brothers Breakfast Burger. That was hard
B-B-B-B.
To say. Yes.
Four B's.
It is so good.
Good. It is good. I saw my buddy Big Papa today.
Your muddy.
My muddy buddy. And Big Papa was doing well as he always is. And he said the new location is absolutely rocking and rolling. So they got a brand new location for you right in the heart of Bourbon Country. Man, I'm just humbled to have Big Papa Smokehouse, a sponsor of our Two Shot Studio. It is the Big Papa Smokehouse, Two Shots on a Barrel Studio.
And if you walk in their brand new building, if you look to the left, you'll see a two shots on a barrel. Barrelhead hanging up there. Get your picture made with it.
If you consider it as a dartboard, make sure you hit J-Bo and not Jimbo.
Gosh, man.
I'm the good-looking guy on the barrelhead.
Oh, my gosh. You are barrelhead.
All right, anything else you want to say today?
That's it, man. I'm ready to go to the Derby.
All right, happy Derby Day. Happy Derby on Main. Don't forget you can go to the Two Shots on a Barrel fan page. We got you hooked up with own personal link to the Kentucky Bourbon Festival tickets. You can do that. You don't even have to go to the website, but in case you do, it's kybourbonfestival.com. That's going to be here before you know it in September in Bardstown, Kentucky. That's going to do it for our Kentucky Derby version of Two Shots on a Barrel. For Two Shots, I'm Jimbo.
I'm J-Bo.
Adios, amigos.
Go Epic Ride!
Exciting news for Two Shots on a Barrel. We have a brand new sponsor. Hey, this is Jimbo for Two Shots, Good Buddies Brewing Company, our newest sponsor. I gotta tell you, they have it going on. Located in the heart of the bourbon country right here at 120 West Martin Luther King Avenue in Lebanon, Kentucky. All kinds of great craft pours, including many concoctions put together by master crafter Ray Osborne. He's also assisted by his beautiful bride, Beth Osborne. They are the newest and brightest in micro craft breweries in good old Kentucky. Make sure you go out to their Facebook page. You can easily find it at Good Buddies Brewing Company. And don't forget, when you're in town on the Bourbon Trail, to stop by Good Buddies Brewing Company. Again, located at 120 West Martin Luther King Avenue, Lebanon, Kentucky. Good Buddies Brewing Company. We're happy to have you as a sponsor right here on Two Shots on a Barrel. There pretty much comes a time in everybody's life where you need a good attorney. And Two Shots, we recommend the law office of Don L. McCauley.
Absolutely. If you want somebody to fight for your rights, man, I couldn't think of anybody better.
Criminal law, bankruptcy, you name it, Don McCauley, that's who you need to call. It is 692-0784 right here in Lebanon, Kentucky, located at 144 West Main Street in Lebanon.
We love Don McCauley, and you will too.
Are you looking for a clean, fun podcast that you can relate to? Well, we've got it for you. Cross the Line, the 1524, originates out of Indiana. Former high school rivals, now our buddies sitting around a speakeasy bar, talking about common day events, common things. We keep it light, they keep it easy. It's a good time. Check out Cross the Line, 1524. You can find it on all the podcast apps and players. You can also check them out at crosstheline1524.com or check them out on Facebook, Cross the Line, 1524.
Lisa Kearns doesn't want to just sell you a house. She wants to find you a home. If you've been thinking about making a move, she'd love to help. She knows you've got many choices when choosing a real estate agent, but not all agents are the same. Her clients are the heart of her business, and she takes pride in providing exceptional service, knowledge, and transparency while helping you navigate the real estate market. With her by your side, every step of the way, she can assist you in real estate needs that make buying and selling a smooth, enjoyable process. Call Lisa Kearns, Realtor with Exit Realty Homestead, 270-402-4036.
For all your full-service auto repair needs, it's Big O Tires, two locations, Barnstown and Lebanon, J-Bo.
That's right. Billy Taft will take good care of you. Man, if you need new tires, new windshield wipers, whatever, Billy Taft has everything you need for your vehicle.
Two locations. If you're in town on the Bourbon Trail and tires messed up, whatever the case might be, you can stop in at Barnstown location or Lebanon. Give them a try. Billy Taft's the best in the business.
That's right. We love those guys. That's Big O Tires of Barnstown and Lebanon.